one of the most wonderful experiences I have had in a very long time. This past weekend, the Professional Bull Riding Association, or the PBR, held its season opening event in New York City. It's 3 days of bull riding, and it is amazing. It's electrifying. It's family entertainment. It is patriotic. It is everything you would want to see in a live show. There's great music. There is incredible athletic performance. And of course, there's the danger of riding a bull and getting stomped by a 12 to 1500 pound animal. And these guys barely wear any protection. It's just incredible. On Sunday, I was invited to show up at the final event, the one where they crown the champ for that weekend. They get a big belt buckle and a giant check for like $100,000. It is the toughest competition of the weekend. And I attended, and I saw a great show, the performances by the athletes, just terrific, and it is choreographed and produced brilliantly. So again, if the PBR comes to your town, go see it. But the most amazing thing was the start of the show. I couldn't believe it. The entire crowd, 13,000 people, were invited to stand while an invocation was read. In other words, 13,000 people, basically 13,000 strangers who all happened to be fans of the PBR, stood and said a prayer saying thank you, hoping for the best for our country, and saying a prayer for the riders in the competition that day. That was followed by the presentation of the colors and then the national anthem. Nobody knelt. Nobody. And I have to tell you, the moment of the national anthem was too good not to share with you. Please stand if you can.
And now to sing our national anthem, a United States combat veteran, a former Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and a two-time Gold Star family member who lost his brother and brother-in-law who were fighting for our country, all the while he was also engaged in fighting for this great nation. Please welcome Mr. Ryan Weaver.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I'm not 100% certain, but I believe Ryan Weaver will be attending many of the big events that the PBR is putting on all across the country this year. I think the next one is happening in Chicago in just a couple of weeks. If you're in the area, it's worth the trip. I didn't watch professional football playoffs this weekend. I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I went and watched a patriotic American sport being played at the highest level, the PBR.